French had a bite on a fork close to his mouth. He hesitated for a second, then took the fish, chewed for a while, then said, "I don't understand the question."
"I think you do.
Did you give any of the money to Judge Attlee?"
"Yes."
"How much?"
1%.
$3 million?
"And change.
This fish is delicious, don't you think?"
"It is."
"Why?" French put down his knife and fork and stroked his locks again with both hands. Then he wiped them on his napkin and swirled his wine.
"I suppose there are a lot of questions. Why, when, how, who?"
"You're good at stories. Let's hear it." Another swirl, then a satisfied sip.
"It's not what you think, though I would have bribed your father or any judge for that ruling. I've done it before, and I'll happily do it again. It's just part of the overhead. Frankly, though, I was so intimidated by him and his reputation that I just couldn't approach him with a deal. He would have thrown me in jail."
"He would have buried you in jail."
"Yes, I know. And my father convinced me of this. So we played it straight. The trial was an all-out war, but truth was on my side. I won. Then I won big. Now I'm winning even bigger. Late last summer, after we settled and the money was wired in, I wanted to give him a gift. I take care of those who help me, Ray. A new car here, a condo there, a sack full of cash for a favor. I play the game hard, and I protect my friends."
"He wasn't your friend."
"We weren't amigos or fraternity brothers. But in my world, I've never had a greater friend. It all started with him. Do you realize how much money I'll make in the next 5 years?
"Shock me again."
$500 million. "And I owe it all to your old man."
"When will you have enough?"
"There's a tobacco lawyer here who made $1 billion. I need to catch him first."
Ray needed a drink. He examined the wine as if he knew what to look for, then sucked it down. French was into the fish.
"I don't think you're lying," Ray said. "I don't lie. I cheat and bribe, but I don't lie. About 6 months ago, while I was shopping for airplanes and boats and beach homes and mountain cabins and new offices, I heard that your father had been diagnosed with cancer and that it was serious. I wanted to do something nice for him. I knew he didn't have much money, and what he did have, he seemed hell-bent on giving away.
So you sent him $3 million in cash?"
"Yes."
"Just like that?"
"Just like that. I called him and told him a package was on the way. 4 packages, as it turned out. 4 large cardboard boxes. One of my boys drove them up in a van, left them on the front porch. Judge Attlee wasn't home."
"Unmarked bills?
Why would I mark them?"
"What did he say?" Ray asked.
"I never heard a word, and I didn't want to."
"What'd he do?"
"You tell me.
You're his son.
You know him better than me. You tell me what he did with the money."
Ray pushed back from the table, and holding his wine glass, he crossed his legs and tried to relax. He found the money on the porch, and when he realized what it was, I'm sure he gave you a thorough cursing.
"God, I hope so."
He moved it into the foyer, where the boxes joined dozens of others. He planned to load it up and haul it back to Biloxi, but a day or two passed. He was sick and weak and not driving too well. He knew he was dying, and I'm sure that burden changed his outlook on a lot of things. After a few days, he decided to hide the money, which he did, and all the while he planned to get it back down here and flog your corrupt ass in the process. Time passed and he got sicker.
"Who found the money?"
"I did."
"Where is it?"
"In the trunk of my car at your office." French laughed long and hard.
"Back where it started from," he said between breaths.
"It's had quite a tour. I found it in his study just after I found him dead. Someone tried to break in and get it. I took it to Virginia. Now it's back, and that someone is following me." The laughter stopped immediately. He wiped his mouth with a napkin.
"How much did you find?"
$3,118,000.
Damn, he didn't spend a dime.
And he didn't mention it in his will. He just left it, hidden in stationer's boxes in a cabinet beneath his bookshelves.
Who tried to break in? I was hoping you might know. I have a pretty good idea. Please tell me. It's another long story.